I have no idea about the larger story. In other words, that's new to you today. And that's good, because God has you here for a reason. Could it be that he has you here today, or maybe seeking with us for a while, because today is the day where, when I said earlier that Paul the Apostle says he was chosen and called and brought home to the Messiah, to God, you thought, if only that could be me. If you're hearing his voice today, if your heart is at all tender and ready for the larger story, I want to pray with you right now to receive Jesus. I want to pray with you right now to take all the faith in you. You've been placing it in a lot of other places. That's legit. And take that faith and place it on him. He loves you. He came for you. He died for you. Took your sin upon himself. And he's been calling you every day of your life. And today is the day you need to say yes. So every head bowed here right now. And as I lead us in prayer, if you're ready to receive Christ, follow along with me and make this your prayer as well. Jesus, I thank you that you've always been with me. I thank you that before I was even born, as the Bible says, you knew me. And that in some amazing way that I don't fully understand, you chose me. And I know that you chose me because I hear your call. And like Pastor said, so many years ago, the gospel, the story just made sense to him. It makes sense to me that you're calling me, that you've forgiven me, that you desire, like the prodigal who came home to the farm, you desire me to come home to you. And I thank you that you paved the way for me to do that. Thank you for your death on a cross for my sins. Thank you for the offer of eternal life. Thank you that you call me to believe. And today, I believe. Today, I place my trust in you as Lord and Savior of my life, and I can't wait for my story to get all caught up in yours. God, for the rest of us who are here today and ready to go out, I pray we go out ready for the week ahead. I pray we go out knowing that as much as our smaller story today for some of us might feel awfully beat up and even bleak, that is not the end of the story. That's just one chapter, and you're ready to write a new one. And so, Lord, as we go out here today, may we just hear resounding in our minds and hearts the larger story that you're writing. And may we, with renewed vigor and faith and even perseverance, move into the story that you're writing in our lives. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.